hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Go ahead and take the wheel, Jonas.
Thank you, Captain. Welcome aboard, mateys, and all me seafaring friends. I'm your host, Jonas Squidly Ibe, ready for a great new adventure, The Custard's Last Stand.
You'll be meeting new characters like the Family Doctor, the Custard Family, and...
Generalissimo Homewrecker.
Arriba! Andale, arriba!
Set your sails, mateys, for The Custard's Last Stand.
I can't make it. Slow down, please.
Water! Water!
Come on, sailors. Keep up the pace. It's not much further now. I love the open sea, but there's something about all this desert that I just find, invigorating. Don't you, Sissy Seagull?
Well, Captain Patch, I hate to be a sissy, but I'm just about over-exerticated.
We've been climbing this hill forever, and I'm so thirsty.
Now, don't go getting discouraged, Pee-wee Pirate. You're gonna make it just fine.
But look at my canteen. It's empty.
I'd give anything to be back where we left the Jolly Roger, floating in the little bitty Bighorn River.
Just think, Peanut, we could be swimming right now surrounded by miles and miles of water. Water! Water!
Oh, this sun is so hot.
And the trail is so steep.
And my beak is so dry.
Here we are, shipmates. Welcome to the Alamode.
Hey, look! There's somebody up there on the wall.
Halt! Who goes there? Friend or foe?
Ahoy, mate. You must be the Family Doctor.
You guessed it, partner. And you must be Patch the Pirate. I'm powerful glad you come. Give me a hand with this here gate and I'll let you in. I thought you'd never get here.
We came as quickly as we could, Doc. It just took a little while to sail up the little bitty Bighorn River. Why'd you send for us, anyway?
I'm desperate, son, and I need your help. I've been patching up families for nigh on to 60 years. No brag, just fact.
Pixie, did you hear that? He's been a doctor for 60 years.
Wow, Pee-wee, he must have been born in the Old Testament.
But lately, I've been feeling more like an undertaker than a doctor. Why, see that family graveyard over there?
I sure do. It looks kind of crowded.
Kind of crowded. Sonny boy, would you believe that just a few months ago, that graveyard was empty as a poor man's pocket? Now look at it. Families are just dying to get in there.
Oh, that's Calamama Bama Gasterly.
Who's destroying all the families?
Pronto, Mabanditos! Destroy the family before they reach the Alamo!
Riva! Riva!
We guacamole, steal their Bible! They're almost to the fort!
Andale, andale, get them, Pajito!
You're about to find out who's been killing off all the families in this here parts. Listen close, like, we gotta time this just right. As soon as this family gets their covered wagon inside the Alamo, it slows up the gate quick.
Don't give up! You're gonna make it! Hurry!
Look! Those banditas are chasing that family!
Come on! You can make it!
Don't give up! You're almost here!
Shake her back!
Quick makes close now!
Hootie-hoo! That was a close shave!
Hey, Senor Doc! Open the gates! Me and my banditos, we just want to have some little fun!
Hey, fun, huh? You just want to wreck another good family. Now pack up your tacos and head for the hills.
Oh, so you don't wish to play our little game, huh, gringos? I, Generalissimo Santano Homebreaker, am a very kind and gentle hombre.
See, kind and gentle.
That's very funny, joke.
Don't waste your speeches on us, Homebreaker. We ain't buying none of your fancy speeching. Now go crawl under a rock somewhere and take the rest of those desert rats with you.
Such brave words, senor. We tremble with great fear like a bunch of little chickens. Please do not hurt us. We will go in peace. Vámonos, amigos. Riva, riva, andale!
Listo, amigos!
Captain, they're gone!
I have a feeling they'll be back, Sissy.
We owe all you folks a great big thank you for saving our lives.
We surely do. That home wrecker about had us that time.
Can we come out now?
Yeah, we're tired.
Sure, children, come on out.
Hey, they've got kids in the back of their covered wagon.
And they're just our size.
We're the Custard family. I'm George Armstrong Custard.
Pleased to meet you, George.
And this here is my wife, Praline.
How do you do, ma'am?
Oh, fair to middling, Doctor.
I'm Rich Custard.
And I'm Nella Custard.
I'm Pee-wee.
I'm Pixie.
I'm Peanut.
And my name's Sissy Seeker.
And you must be the family doctor.
That's right, Sonny.
We heard that you could help our family survive the attacks of Generalissimo. We've had about all we can take. I tell you, we're feeling lower than a snake's belly in a wagon rut. And it looks like this could be the Custard's last stand.
Keep your chin up, Sonny. I've even called in Patch the Pirate to help. And together, we'll do the best to save your family.
Patch the Pirate, I've heard about you. I'm much obliged to you for coming, sir.
Thank you, George. My crew and I will do our best.
Doc, we want our family to survive, but where do we begin?
Let me get out my prescription book here and I'll see. Well, here it is. Psalm 127:1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it.
George, has there been a specific time in your life when you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Yes, sir, Captain.
So have I.
Me too.
I have too.
That's good news, folks. You've taken the first step toward having a successful family.
But now each one of you, kids included, have to pray and seek God's help every day. The closer you get to the Lord, the closer you'll get to each other.
Lord, bless our home.
Yoo-hoo, amigos, I am back.
Nila, it's that homewrecker.
Let's get back in the wagon, Rich.
Please, there is no need to fear, muchachos. I come as a friend in need.
I wonder what that sidewinder is up to now.
Senor Custard.
Is this a trick, homewrecker?
Trick, senor? I am hurt that you would even think such a thing.
Well, what do you want, then?
Senor, I am starting a museum of family Bibles, and I was just wondering if I could have yours. Just throw it out the front gate, and no one will get hurt.
It's not going to work, homewrecker. Now make tracks out of here. You're not putting this family in the graveyard.
You are very foolish, Senor Duck. And you are going to cause your friends a great deal of pain and suffering. My patience is about run out. Vámonos, muchachos.
Arriba,
andale.
Arriba, andale. You pega, arriba.
Well, mateys, looks like Ahab is getting in to the Mexican arriba. Spirit, he be.
Si.
We'll be right back after this.
Greetings from the Jolly Roger. This is Christy Ann with important information about all of Patch the Pirate's musical recordings. If you miss a broadcast, you can log on the web at patchthepirate.org and listen to it for free at any time. There are also free coloring pages for the kids. Ron and Shelley Hamilton and their crew have produced over 30 adventure and song recordings, all with character-building emphasis to help children grow in the Lord. Discover what families around the world have experienced. Life-changing lessons are a song away when you sing with your heart to the Lord. Call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH and we'll send your family a free full-color catalog with inspirational music your whole family will love. Call 1-800-GO-PATCH. That's 1-800-467-2824 and discover the difference heartwarming music makes in your life.
Here's Banana Man from the Jungle Adventure to tell us about the horrible Poochy Lip Disease.
King Ahab went a-walking in royal garments grand and saw a lovely vineyard while gazing o'er the land. He said, I've got to have it, I always get my way. But when he could not get it, he pouted all the day. The poochy lip will get you if you don't watch out. The poochy lip will get you if you start to pout.
Oh, no!
So take this little tip, please control that lower lip and chase away the poochy lip disease. The king went to his bedroom. He looked so sad and blue. He slammed the door behind him and loudly cried, boo-hoo! He said, nobody loves me, and fell down on his bed. If I can't have the vineyard, I won't eat any bread. The poochy lip will get you if you don't watch out. The poochy lip will get you if you start to pout.
Oh, no.
So take this little tip, please control that lower lip and chase away the poochy lip disease. Chase away the poochy lip disease.
Mateys, come back next week to find out what happens when Homewrecker's evil men try to tunnel into the Fort Alamode.
Rah! I know what'll happen. They'll get creamed. Get it?
Anyway, promise me you'll be coming back next week at the same time on the same station. Promise? Okay. From the Jolly Roger, this has been Jonas and Ahab for the adventures of Patch the Pirate. Yo-ho-ho! Goodbye. From where the waters flow.
To find out how Patch the Pirate can be a regular part of your home, call 1-800-GO-PATCH for a free brochure.